You're listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast, where private practice and motherhood collide. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajiz, and here's the deal. I'm not here to give you fluff or hustle culture advice. I'm here to give you strategy to build a private practice on your terms, while naming the hard stuff about motherhood and the broken systems we're stuck navigating. If you're ready for honest, practical, and unapologetic conversations, you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. This episode is brought to you by Jane, a practice management software built to support you and your clients. Switching EHRs isn't something you do on a whim, and to confidently make the switch, you need to feel assured that your data will get imported securely and efficiently. A smooth import makes all the difference, which is why Jane's experienced imports team handles yours with care and at no additional cost. If you do make the decision to switch, they will be there to help every step of the way. I was truly so impressed with the level of support, attention to detail, and customer service Jane's team gave me throughout the process of transitioning my practice to their system. To learn more and explore if Jane might be a fit for you, use the link in the show notes to book a free demo with one of their incredible team members. And when you're ready to get started, use code ASHLEY1MO for 1 month grace period on your new account. Welcome to this week's episode of the Therapist Mom Podcast. I'm really excited about today because it's going to be a little bit different episode. We are participating on the show this year in what is called Podcastathon 2026. This is a global initiative where podcasters across all different kinds of types of podcasts are going to be this week highlighting nonprofits. This could be something that is personal to the podcaster, something that is connected to the show, but really highlighting what these nonprofits are doing and the meaningful work that they are doing in our world. There are thousands of nonprofits doing incredible work, but I wanted to choose one that is really close to my heart, both personally and professionally. This podcast is about private practice, right? But it explores the intersection of motherhood, of entrepreneurship, of therapy, of building a private practice, right? And so I wanted to pick an organization that kind of does just that, that I think as a clinician, you will gain information from this and gain knowledge and experience. As a mother, you will absolutely gain support and knowledge and experience from this organization. Or even if you just support moms or work with moms or have somebody in your life who is a mother, that this is an organization that is really important because of the work that they do. And that's Postpartum Support International. So Postpartum Support International, or PSI, is a nonprofit that is dedicated to supporting people experiencing perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. They provide all kinds of resources and trainings for kind of like peer supported trainings, but also at like a higher level, like clinical training. So their support for both families and for clinicians. So this organization, like I said, is personal for me as somebody who has experienced postpartum and perinatal anxiety and postpartum depression. So it's that personal side of things for me, but also in my work that I specialize in working with women in the perinatal period, and I specialize in working with moms. And this is an organization that I frequently will refer clients to because of the types of resources and just information that is available to them. So for me, when I had my first child, I was already at that point about 5 or 6 years into my career. I had worked in a variety of different settings in mental health. And I had my clinical license, right? Like I knew the DSM, I knew, typical presentations of anxiety, depression, those kinds of things. But I did not really have any idea of what that actually looked like in pregnancy or postpartum. When I had my first son, when I was pregnant with him, I started experiencing really intense anxiety in the midst of the pregnancy and was later eventually diagnosed with perinatal anxiety, which means anxiety in the pregnancy. And so for me, getting the support, getting on medication during that time was a game changer. And it really helped me through the rest of that pregnancy and through the postpartum period. His postpartum period was like one of a kind. That's a story for another day. I think looking at it back, I probably was doing better than I thought I was. But I also think I was just like head down. I had to get through what I was going through of having to solo parent for 4 months and the exhaustion, overwhelm. Like it was a lot, but I got through it. And it wasn't until I had my second baby that I think the walls kind of came closing in. And some of the stuff that I did not realize I was impacted by and affected by in that first postpartum experience came like flooding to the front. And so my anxiety got really bad after I had my second baby. And I had was seeing therapists throughout this time. I was already on medication, but I also was like, well, you know the tools. You should be able to get yourself through this. In that second pregnancy was where I really started to hone in my niche of working with women in the perinatal period. And it was where I started to connect with Postpartum Support International. I will share in a little bit about some of the work that they do to support clinicians, but it was during that time that I started taking some of the courses that help you to specialize and classes to help you focus to be able to eventually become certified in perinatal mental health. So I was like deep in this information. I was eyes wide open. I was not naive to what the postpartum experience looked like. This was also deep in COVID, right? So that added layer of just like general anxiety that existed in the world at that time. And I think there was a bit of like, well, I know what to expect. I know like what postpartum can look like. I also like have this additional information now of like, what does postpartum anxiety look like compared to general anxiety and postpartum depression compared to general depression, right? And yet it still came flooding in with a vengeance. And I had to be real and honest with myself that, like, I was struggling. And so I talked with my doctor. We adjusted medication. I was seeing a therapist. I was processing things that had kind of gone unprocessed from that first pregnancy and that first postpartum experience. And I began to claw my way out. And then the third baby came along. And when I look back on my experiences postpartum with my boys and what I was going through in those times, I can see after each pregnancy, it has just gotten harder for me. And understandably so, right? Not only do I have one baby, not do I have two babies, I have two other children and an additional baby. And I have struggled with breastfeeding in each of my postpartum experiences. Some of it has been latched, some of it has been babies that have food intolerances that eventually become food allergies. So, like, it's not been a simple postpartum experience. And with each baby at the 8 to 9 month mark, I have moved across the country with them due to my husband's job in the military. So, it's not like it's been this relaxing time period. But after my third baby, like the walls were just crumbling for me. Like the best way that I can describe it, if you've seen Inside Out 2, this came out when I was, I think, like maybe she was like 5 or 6 months old. And we went to go see the movie with my boys. And I remember if you've seen the movie, there's this scene at the end where Riley is on the ice and she's like in this kind of state of panic. And it's this anxiety is just swirling and swirling and swirling and swirling and swirling. And one of the other emotions, I can't remember who it was, says like, joy, she's calling for you, or joy, she needs you. And it was this moment where her anxiety was so intense, but she like couldn't access that joy. And I was like a blubbering mess watching this because that's how I felt. And it was the first time I think I was able to really give language to what my experience was, where I was trying to get back into working. I was preparing to move my family from Florida to Virginia. We were preparing to buy a house and preparing our current house to be able to rent out. Like, it was a stressful time. I had a baby that, like, I was off of anything that had milk, soy, wheat, and egg at this time. Even medication. Like, I couldn't, like, every little thing could not have these things in it. Like, it was, like I said, stressful is an understatement. But the way that they depicted that in that movie, felt so surreal because it was like I could see joy. Like I could see my children. I could see what on paper are these like incredible things happening, but like I just could not access this joy. I felt like I was just clawing for it and I wanted it, but I could not get there. And I had never experienced depression in that way before. And it wasn't until when I really look back, it wasn't until probably my daughter was about 1 year old, like when she turned 12 months, that there started to be a lift. And that was because I sought out somebody who had the specialization and training in perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. Like I had to find a new therapist because we moved. I decided like I need to get reevaluated if this medication that I have been on for my anxiety is working anymore because it doesn't feel like it is. And in doing those, in using resources that PSI provided to be able to look through their directories to find people that had the specialization that I was looking for, is when things started to improve. I was able to get properly medicated. I was able to work with a therapist who understood the nuance of postpartum experience, of the military life that compounds all of that. And to get real with myself that, like, you are doing the best you can, right? And even though you're doing the best you can, it doesn't feel really good right now. And so I think my experience is not unlike so many other women. In my work as a therapist, as I have worked with moms, whether they're preparing for pregnancy, in pregnancy, early postpartum, 3 years, 5 years, you know, a few weeks out, there is this constant struggle between what motherhood is quote unquote supposed to look like versus what they are experiencing. And that has been my experience with every baby. For myself, like I would look at other moms having these experiences with their kids and knowing that like that's not easy. I know there's struggles over there, but like I could not find the joy in having my kids at that time. I didn't want to harm myself. I didn't want to harm them, but like I just could not feel that. And so if that has been your experience or you know somebody that has gone through this, or like you've seen somebody in your practice that like has talked about postpartum and you're not really sure about it. Like, I just want you to know that they are not alone. You are not alone. Like, this is such a common struggle. But so many women feel like they are the only one, or that somehow they have done something wrong because, like, motherhood's supposed to be like this beautiful thing, breastfeeding's supposed to be natural, like, it's supposed to be hard, but like, not this hard, right? And so it must be something I am doing wrong. When I first connected to Postpartum Support International, which was between having my first baby and getting pregnant with my second, because it really was in that time that I was recognizing like this is the area I really want to focus on in my practice. I have always been passionate about like women and especially like the pregnancy period. I wanted to be an OBGYN. Like that's from the time I was in seventh grade until the beginning of college. That was what I was headed for. I started out pre-med. I wanted to do that. And it was later on I realized like the birth part wasn't so much what I was interested in, which again, I still find fascinating and beautiful and like give me the gore, I don't care. But it was really like the support of other women in that pregnancy or in that birth or in that postpartum. And so I just find it like really interesting that I still ended up there, but just from the mental health standpoint and from the mental health side. And so, but the more that I learned about PSI for myself, but also in my work, I've just been blown away by what they offer for women and fathers and partners and people who are struggling to conceive, who are going through IVF, who have had losses, who have other kind of marginalized identities or experiences, that there is so much help and support there that is free and available, and I just want more people to know about that. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/comp connecting. Postpartum Support International's work is to ensure that no parent has to go through perinatal mental health challenges alone. And so the different types of things that they provide is everything from directories where you can go and search and find a provider or a prescriber who has this specialization in perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. You can search even by your insurance. You can search in your location. You can search, if it is doulas or lactation consultants that have gone through like specialized training in perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. There is a phone line, a PSI helpline, or the warm line, where if a woman is struggling or a partner sees that their wife or spouse or friend is struggling, that they can call and find out, how can I get help for myself or how can I get help for them? There's a crisis line dedicated for perinatal mental health, whether that is helping to connect with an inpatient facility if it feels like it needs to be warranted to that degree, or finding them a therapist, or finding them a support group, either online or in the community. PSI has incredible support groups. You know, a lot of times a partner can be struggling, even if the mother is struggling. We know that like 1 in 3 to 5 women experience perinatal mood and anxiety disorders, or 1 in 5 to 7, I'm sorry. But in men, men can actually have postpartum depression. And so I think it's like 1 in 10 dads will experience this, but I suspect, and the research suspects, that it's actually higher than that because it's not being reported. So there are support groups for dads. There are support groups and resources in person and online. And there are coordinators in many states. So like certain states may have events, or they may have certain resources that they can connect you to with what is in that state. And so what I love about Postpartum Support International is that when you are in that perinatal or that postpartum period, like, it is hard to take in much more information because you're already just like so overwhelmed and so flooded. And so it can be hard to know where to start. But these resources can help bridge that gap, right? Like, you can access the directory, you can find an online group. And so it doesn't have to be that like, you're now, well, now I have to go talk to my doctor and see what they say. Like, it is all right there. So it's such a great tool and resource that if you are in that period, or if you know that you will eventually be in that period, even if it is through adoption, you will absolutely still be in that postpartum period. And you absolutely can still have postpartum anxiety and depression. So these are just great resources for you to have if you have worked with women who are in this period, for you to know about, to refer them to. Because the thing is, it is really important to have specialization and training in these disorders because they are very unique. They don't present necessarily as like your textbook anxiety, textbook depression, textbook OCD, textbook psychosis, right? And so there is a lot of nuance, and there is an added layers of support and consideration that need to be had around working with those in this population. And so one of the great things also about Postpartum Support International is not only do they provide support for the patient or the client or the woman who is in that period, but also for clinicians. There are so many different trainings. There are certification programs. There's continuing education classes. And you can work towards through PSI getting what's called a PMHC credential, stands for perinatal mental health certification. And what that says is that you have this specialization and that you have taken a test, you have passed it, and you have this credential to really work in a specialized way with this population. Doulas, lactation consultants, those even in the community can get this certification. I attended their conference last July in New Orleans, and I met a woman who she's actually a hairdresser, but she has experienced postpartum anxiety and depression herself, and was finding that she was talking to a lot of women in her salon who were in that period as well and wanted to be able to feel like she could support and help them better. And so she was going through this certification as well, right? So it can be for anybody. There is a clinical component to it as for sure. But it is important that if you are working with somebody in this period, to have that specialization, to have that knowledge. And if you don't have formal training, which we don't get in grad school around this, right? Like if you don't have that education, if you don't have that knowledge, it is okay. And it is much more clinical to say, I don't know, let me refer you to somebody who does have this background. So if you are, a provider that you're like, maybe this isn't where you want to specialize, but you want to make sure that you are prepared, should somebody come in your door, right? Should somebody come to you that you're like, I'm seeing something different, they are pregnant or they are trying to conceive or they've had a baby, going through PSI, looking at their specialized trainings, their certification opportunities can be so, so helpful. They also provide a really great community for therapists and psychiatrists and like these other support resources because it can be really hard working in this space. So there are, consultation groups, there's collaboration opportunities, there's peer networks, right? There is an incredible listserv. So it can help connect you with other clinicians who are in this space. And I can tell you because it is such a needed space and it's an underfunded space, that the amount of sharing that goes on in these communities is incredible because we recognize that like this cannot be a place of gatekeeping, that when a mom is struggling, it is so important to get her that help as soon as possible. Perinatal mental health is a lot of times invisible. Women and mothers can experience postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, OCD. There can be trauma in birth. There are mood disorders that you may have pre-pregnancy that how do you cope with and manage those in pregnancy? There are so many different cultural narratives that, tell moms like, well, you should just be happy. You have a beautiful baby. Like you survived the birth. When in reality, there are so many different things that can be impacting how you are feeling, right? The hormones are insane. The sleep deprivation is, there's a reason that that is a form of torture, right? Like there is an identity shift that happens in this journey to becoming a mother that you have lost this former part of yourself and you're craving that, but also loving or not loving this new identity that you have as a mother and trying to figure out like how can these two coexist together? And then like one of the largest pieces of all of this is the lack of systemic support for moms. I mean, like let's just call it out that there is no support for moms in our world for sure in this country. This country is awful towards mothers. So when you add all of those things in together, that is like the perfect storm for there to be what we could diagnose as, perinatal mood and anxiety disorders, but also like these are systemic issues. But in our mental health field, right? Like we're supposed to go through the DSM. That's neither here nor there. But there is this coexistence of systemic issues that make it hard for a mother to feel well in that postpartum period that can then become clinical or can become medicalized, right? To say, like, look at this, there is something going on here when it's like, yeah, it's because she's tired and she doesn't have anybody else helping. There's no village, right? So this is why organizations like PSI matter so, so much because they are there to help moms on the front line to get the support, to help clinicians who are working with these moms to be able to provide the care and support that they need to feel comfortable and confident to be able to work with women in this period. So I hope, as I've shared about this, like I hope you understand and can hear like the passion in my voice around why Postpartum Support International is like such an important organization, such an important nonprofit that I wanted to highlight in this episode. If you are a mom, you know how much the support matters when you are in that period. And as a therapist, you know the struggles that exist outside of motherhood when we are struggling with our mental health. So the combination of the two is just exponential. And so many families navigate the postpartum period, navigate postpartum mental health struggles alone. But PSI is working every day to change that, not only at like the micro level of here is actual support for you, but also at the policy, more macro level, right? Working on policies, federal and state policies and legislation to actually help put things in place, resources, support, laws that can support moms and families in that pregnancy and postpartum period. This organization relies on awareness, it relies on volunteers and community support, and it absolutely relies on donations. So, this is not an episode to say, now I want you to go donate, but if you do feel like this is something that you do want to put some support financially behind, there will be a link in the show notes to their website. You can go there and find all of the information that I was talking about that is available to moms and women, that is available to clinicians, that if you are looking to get involved volunteering or providing financial support, all of that will be there. So I highly encourage you to at least go there and bookmark it to come back to at some point. And if you are in that perinatal period, if you are trying to conceive postpartum pregnancy, if you are struggling, I just want you to know that like support exists and that these resources are available to you. If you are not in that period, I want you to think of somebody that you can share these resources with, somebody who may need them. Maybe you know that they're going to have a baby soon and they are doing really good right now, but you know that things could change after the baby arrives. So I want you to just remember this organization and consider them with your support, whether that is financially, whether that is through volunteering, or just continuing to help share the word. No mom, no parent should struggle in silence. And I hope that this episode encourages you to reach out and support a mom, whether that is reaching out to her because you know that she's just had a baby, whether that is seeing somebody being vulnerable and sharing something online, and you're just there to cheer her on or just to say that you see her, whether that is through getting extra training so that you can support clients that are coming to you that are part of this population, whether that is acknowledging that fathers struggle with this too, and that postpartum depression and anxiety are real. I hope this episode can help you take that information forward and to share it in the way that best feels right for you. I want to thank you again for being here today. Next week, we will be diving back into our more practice building episodes. But thank you so much for listening to this episode and share this with somebody that you know may benefit from learning about Postpartum Support International. I'll see you back here next week. Thanks for listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with another therapist mom who needs it. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And if you'd leave a 5-star review, it helps more therapist moms find this space. For resources and ways to work with me, head to raisetoempower.com and check the show notes for all links mentioned today. I'll see you back here next week.